more USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Air traffic control employees are still at work, but Dan McCabe of the National Air Traffic Controllers Association says a government shutdown 6 years ago remains a problem for training and staffing today.
Any time that there is a shutdown like this, the FAA Academy in Oklahoma City, which is the single point for new hires to go through, it closes. And closing something like that is like stopping a freight train at 80 miles an hour and then starting it up again.
The ranks of air traffic controllers are already at a 30-year low. White House officials and congressional staffers continue negotiations today over the government shutdown. Congressman John Sarbanes told CNN he wants to see a real discussion on border security.
If this were a real discussion about border security instead of the president just being stuck on this idea of a wall, which is something that doesn't make sense according to everybody who looks at the way security operates at the border, then we could have that kind of a leveraged discussion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.